Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobrodošli v terminu Intervju Radija Študent, kjer se Mario B. pogovarjam z Aureljom Martinezom, glasbenikom iz Hondurasa, predstavnikom ljudstva Garifuna, ki nocoj svojim bendom Garifuna Soul Band nastopi na drugi godbi v kinu Šiška. Hello, Aurelio.
Hello, hello.
We are very glad to have you here. You were supposed to be here years ago with the late Andy Palacio, but something went wrong with your papers. I think everything is okay now.
So yes, I'm excited to be here. Yeah? So it's my honor to be here tonight to gather my first concert here, because follow my good friend passed away, Andy Palacio, work around the world. So I know he's come here. Last concert, Garifuna concert here, is Andy Palacio concert. So
it was really great concert.
Yeah, yeah. And we give you a tribute to Andy Palacio in this concert.
So, yeah. Great. You present the people of Garifuna. We know the story about this shipwreck and African slaves then marrying and mingling with other indigenous people in Caribbean and Latin America. And Andy Palacio made quite a big impact with his album Watina. So could you just tell us in a few words what is the main specific of Garifuna people music?
So Garifuna and music is maybe same thing, no? Because the Garifuna people, we have music in all time in the life. So when we work, when somebody die, when we have somebody, when we have some everything happen in the Garifuna community is around music. It's exchange with music. So music for the Garifuna people is like food to eat. Says maybe music is to our soul and food is to our in different way. No, so music is a very special thing in the Garifuna community, and all lyric in the Garifuna music is come directly from the everything happened in the community.
Yeah.
Everything in the life, so represent, because I changed my form to write music, and because I don't talk about only social problem in the our beach, because we talking about problems the Garifuna people confront and about discrimination, about AIDS is a sickness around the world, because talking about social problem, big social problem, world between Mexico and United States. So international problem to talk to Garifuna people around his problem, our problem, and our village affect to the community. So we're trying to use the music to leave message to people.
When Andy Palacio died, actually you were out of music. You were a congressman, so
yeah.
I'm wondering what kind of function did you present being a congressman, and maybe to tell us the story how you decided to go on with your music path.
So I don't like the political life because we, as everybody know, in the poverty countries we have a lot of corruptions in our countries. So because in my country, Honduras, I am the first congressman, black congressman in my department in 215 year old. So I am the first congressman. We say I'm trying to talk about inclusion and the power. because they're the minorities in the country, like Miskitos, Tawakas, Pes, this is indigenous people, and like the Garifuna people, it's history, the same history, you know. So I'm trying to do that and bring a little change on the Garifuna village, a little change in the good ways, more school, good street to enter the Garifuna community, on the Garifuna village. So because we before I enter, nothing happened like that. So very, very bad street, this school in bad conditions. So I bring some change to the Garifuna community and trying to bring some different legislation, because we Honduras have many legislation around the Garifuna, around indigenous in black people, yeah, in my country, because and sign many legislation around the world, the signers about many legislation, because now nobody respect the indigenous and minorities life. So I try to come to make change, to do change to our community. I'm president in the 4 years when I am on the Congress, I'm president of the indigenous and in Garifunas and black people representative in the Congress.
Yeah. And when you decided to, after Andy's death, to resume your musical path, was it hard for you?
Yes.
Because he was so influential. I guess he was a kind of father figure to Garifuna people.
Andy Palacio and me, we have many things together, because we are friends, like brothers. He and Belize, I'm Honduras, because we come together to bring the first time we do something around music, around the Garifuna Music International Project. We come in the Paranda album together, and next album is a Garifuna Soul album, my album. And then we bring this album and top 10 album in the Afro pop. And then next we do the Umalali album, and for women's. We, the same people working in this way, because it's the same project, same house label. We working together with Andy Palacio. And his album, Watin album, I write and sing two songs with him in this album. Sungu Belida Aba and the other one, I don't remember now. Okay. Because we're singing together with Andy Palacio, and my musician come to record and end this album, because we don't come and tour together, because we have different project. And this time he touring and with Watin album, I am the Congress. And so when Andy Palacio die, I decide to take off my life from the political life and follow his work, because we don't have many art Garifuna star, many Garifuna artists touring around the world to bring this beautiful music to everybody around the world. So I have to follow his work, because I know the Garifuna music is a special thing, and we don't have many ambassadors around this music. So I have to keep his work, my Garifuna soul. His band is Garifuna Collective, and I have a Garifuna Soul band from Honduras, because we all people from Central America. So we have Garifuna in Nicaragua, in Guatemala, in Honduras, in Belize, 4 countries in Central America, and then we have a big community in the United States too. So we are here.
Great. I've read that there are no many field recordings, historical recordings of Garifuna songs and music. Actually, I've read that it was just one found field recording up to early 50s. So how does you learn those old songs?
So I never went to school to learn music the scientific way. So I'm natural musician. My music, my school is my family. So my mom is a composer. My father play guitar. My grandpa saxophone player. So I don't come to the school in this big city to learn music. So my family give me, have this talent, and translate to me. It's like a tradition. So I'm in front of this project now, and I'm excited because it's a big responsibility to keep this music, because we don't have, like I say before, we don't have many stars. We have good examples to follow in our community. We have too many influence from the outside to children in the community, to around R&B, reggaeton, and salsa, merengue, because we don't have many Garifuna artists. And UNESCO declared this culture, this music, patrimony, intangible for humanity. Mm-hmm. So Andy Palacio is a peace ambassador. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe, I say it many times, not as simple to declare a community patrimony of humanity. It's important to keep this culture, to decide, United Nations decide to bring more school to the Garifuna village, to teach our culture to young generation. Yeah. So it's better for me to hear that. It's better for me to hear something around. Somebody have to bring some school to Garifuna children, yeah, come to the school to learn about his culture. Mm-hmm. So nothing like that is happening now. We have many problems to lose this culture, like church. Christian church come and say to Garifuna people, you don't have to dance, you don't have to drink no alcohol, you don't have to do that, because you have to change, because your culture is diabolic and nothing normal. So we have many things to lose Garifuna culture. We don't have, maybe 3 or 4 or 6 people working to bring good news around this beautiful culture, mm-hmm, around the world. So it's a big responsibility to be here. It's a big responsibility to keep Andy Palacio work around the world. And I love my music. I love my culture. I love everything around the Garifuna music. So I'm here. We don't come to find a lot of money. We come here to give, to translate, mm-hmm, this culture to other people around the world. So we find a space here in Europe, and we see many people dancing, jumping around the Garifuna music, and we don't have world. I know now I know the Garifuna people don't have world to exchange with other music and other musicians around the world. I come to Senegal to exchange with Yusundur, mm-hmm, to exchange with Orchestra Baobab, to exchange with other musicians in my new album, Larobeya album. So it's great, it's beautiful experience to come and do these reconnections. Mm-hmm. And a big opportunity give me the role as mentor and proteges and here in Europe. So I like that, and we trying to keep this work.
Mm-hmm. Great. Actually, that was the last question I wanted to ask you about your journey to Senegal, but you already told us about, you were there studying and playing music, among others, with great Yusundur, who is also singing on your great, really great album, Larobeya. We already saw him at Druga Godba Festival, so tonight we are going to hear Aurelio and his Garifuna soul band. Thank you, Aurelio, for coming to our festival and to Radio Student, and see you tonight at the stage. Bye.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, I have to say you thank you, because we need too much ambassadors, mm-hmm, like in the media, to say and to talking about the Garifuna music, to say the other people around the world, we have a beautiful culture in Central America, and this is Garifuna music, Garifuna culture. Thank you very much, because Yusundur received me in Senegal in good way. I'm going to by the beach in Senegal, watching to Gori Island and reconnecting my history. So I'm reconnecting my history, something leave to America and coming back to reconnect about around music in Senegal. So thank you very much to everybody, and we have to see what happened tonight. And I'm excited to see the old people here jumping and dancing around the Garifuna music.
Great, I hope so. See you, bye.
Bye.
passano, che bene tutti na, pisieno, pisieno.
Interview Radia Student.